It's one of the best. I mean, it really, it's not quite as big as some of the others, but they do a really good job on the realism.
When it comes to Civil War reenactments, Terry Alley considers himself a connoisseur. The Rome, Georgia man is tromping along a muddy path in an open field on this rainy Saturday. His two sons are toting their iPhones today, but most of the people surrounding us aren't. Alley says that's the point.
I'm a history teacher, so I like the realism. I've taught about half the reenactors, too, so make sure they get it right. I always tell them, you better get it right, or I'm going to get you the next time I have you in class. So.
Right.
The rolling hills here are dotted by white canvas tents. Inside are men and women all in Civil War period costumes. The men are in military uniforms. Many of the ladies are wearing hoop skirts and bonnets. The whole scene is located just over the border between Alabama and Georgia near a little town called Resaca.
The old legend was some of the ladies were so ugly they had to resack her.
That's Ken Paget. History teacher Terry Alley may train today's reenactors, but Paget bosses them around. He's the general in charge of this reenactment of the Battle of Resaca, which took place 150 years ago.
All over the country, we've got folks from California, Texas, Wisconsin, Ohio, and just nearly every state in the country is represented here, just as it was in the war.
Roughly 100 troops are forming an infantry line. They're all wearing the gray uniforms of the Confederacy. In another spot, other reenactors are in Union blue. They call them Federals here. These are the participants on two legs. Others have four.
Man with the beard, bring up Buddy.
Buddy is a dark red horse who will lead a team of six horses pulling a caisson. It's a wagon with a six-foot-long black cannon complete with ammunition.
A couple of our horses, this will be their first reenactment.
Steve Cameron of Blaine, Tennessee, is the captain of this artillery unit.
We've trained with them quite a bit, but this will be the first time they've actually been at a reenactment, so kind of interesting to see how that works out.
Attention! Battery! Five priests from the front! Forward and come! March!
Astride his horse, Cameron's heavy blue uniform includes captain's bars on the shoulders and a cavalry sword hanging from a broad leather belt. He and his fellow reenactors wear authentic eyeglasses, sleep in authentic tents, and even eat hardtack they brought with them. This begs an obvious question. Where do they get all this stuff? Cameron's answer is simple. The settler's tent.
It's kind of like, almost like Walmart, you know. You basically order whatever you need.
The settler's tent doesn't have a senior citizen greeting you at the door like Walmart, and there's no blue light special like Kmart, but there is Chuck Johnson. He runs the place.
This is where the soldiers would get everything they would need to reenact with, anything from their toe to their head.
Johnson takes us past piles of mid-19th century style shoes, uniform jackets, pants, hats, and swords. There's even stuff for modern-day tourists like books or CDs with Civil War music. There's also souvenir buttons with little pictures of Civil War generals like Grant, Lee, or Stonewall Jackson.
My tents come from the Amish. I have people over in Alabama and Florida and North Carolina that do my sewing for me. Stuff from the Northeast, just all over the country.
A starter's kit for a rookie reenactor can run $2,000, with perhaps the biggest single expense being the rifle. Johnson says each side has a favorite.
Confederates tend to go towards the infields. Federals tend to go towards the Springfields. There are more Confederates that use the infields.
The reenactors don't use real bullets. Still, it's the shooting everybody comes for.
The most important thing is just kind of watch the whole battlefield.
Remember Terry Alley, the history teacher from Rome, Georgia? He and his family are about to head off to find a viewing spot on the rolling hills overlooking the battlefield.
So you see the horses, the messengers, you see the cannon, you see the riflemen and all that.
And Alley's favorite part?
I think the cannon. When the cannons start going off, it'll rattle your teeth.
With the battle reaching its height, General Ken Paget explains just what the reenactors are reenacting.
Well, the battle took place between Confederate General Joe Johnston and the Federal Army of William T. Sherman. The Confederate forces were heavily entrenched here at Resaca, and the Federal troops attacked those positions and suffered heavy casualties. There were around 5,500 casualties in a two-day period here.
Spotting either side from the audience today is easy. The Union troops wear blue and the Confederates wear gray, right? Well, tomorrow on APR, we'll talk about an Alabama cavalry unit that fought in the actual Battle of Resaca in 1864. But which side they fought for might surprise you. Join me for that story tomorrow. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Resaca, Georgia.